Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome to today's Bitcoin news video. I'm Chris, happy to be with you. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Let's get started with the price update. All right, well, we bounced off this level of 60,800, which is the bottom yellow line here. We bounced off, and we're right up 63,300. And there's a level there, 63,588, which is the second yellow line from the bottom. And yeah, so anyway, we're in this range. You can see you're looking at about the past 6 or 7 weeks. We're just in this range and everything's okay. Yeah, the time chain calendar, we're almost at the halving. Yeah, 840,000, block 840,000, that's when we get it. It's in 1 day and 5 hours. So tomorrow at 7:15 p.m. here, mountain time for me, and sats per dollar today is 1,579. Bitcoin Archive tells us that Bitcoin has closed above $60,000 for 49 days in a row. Yeah, it's this area right here. You can see we've been up here, and we've been in this range, and you know, like I said yesterday and the day before, we might come lower, but by the way, I forgot to mention, we have support at 58K, which is right around this level, and we have more support right around 52 or 53K. So there's a bunch of support here, and so even if we go a little bit lower, it's not the end of the world yet. yet. Okay, so don't worry, be happy, because we broke out of this downward trend. You're looking at the past week chart here. This is about the past week of price action, and yeah, we've been coming down for sure, but just today, we've broken out of this trend line, so that's a good sign. And we are on track for the halving to be on 420 for probably Europe and the East, you know, east of that. Here in the U.S., it's going to be on the 19th, but, you know, close enough. But are we going to be at 69K? I don't know. There's Snoop Dogg. So now, one of the reasons why the market has, why Bitcoin has been going down, some people think, is because of potential World War III, the fear, right? The fear, the uncertainty, the doubt, just in the world, not even forget about Bitcoin, but just in the world, there's a lot of fear. So that's, you know, markets go down. Think about when the pandemic started, right? Bitcoin crashed from like 8,000 or 9,000 all the way down to 3,900 because it's fear. People get fearful and they sell, and which with Bitcoin, that's usually not the right thing to do. So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there that this threat of World War III, it does affect the markets, and let's hope it doesn't go to World War III. But here's the evolutions of the halvings. So the first halving was at $12. The Bitcoin price was $12 at the first halving. That was November 28th, 2012. The next halving was July 9th, 2016. The price was $648. The third halving was May 11th, 2020. The price was $8,572. And right now, this graphic is from about 6 months ago, but it's good because right now you could see the orange. We're already up near our past all-time high. So where are we going to be tomorrow? But look at this progression, $12, you know, and around 4 years later, $648, and then $8,500. And then this year's going to be probably $60,000 or $65,000. I mean, you see the trend? Like anyone who looks, if you don't see the trend when you look at this chart, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Here's a cool website called Bitcoin Halving Club. And this is a countdown experience for the fourth Bitcoin halving. So you just click into it, say ready. You can, it plays music. You can mute it or unmute it up here on the right. But yeah, tells you how many blocks are remaining. Also the current block height and tells you what time. Yeah, it's kind of like the time chain calendar, but I guess this one has music. It's just a little different look. And you can kind of put that on a big screen TV and just leave it up. Here's some news about Craig Wright. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this because Craig Wright discontinues Tulip trading case in major win for Bitcoin developers. So Craig Wright, the guy who just It was confirmed by a UK court that he is not Satoshi Nakamoto, which everyone knew. But now he has ceased a lawsuit. His company, Tulip Trading, was basically suing 12 Bitcoin developers and other individuals in the UK High Court. And now he has discontinued this, I guess, or the company has discontinued it. So that's good news. Just go away, Craig Wright, please. Thank you. Just a reminder to subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. And let's get into some fiat and government nonsense, because this is for context, because Bitcoin solves all these issues. First of all, you have Jamie Dimon, who, what is he, the CEO of JP Morgan? I don't know. He's something in JP Morgan. And he says Bitcoin is a fraud and a Ponzi scheme. Oh, that's funny, because JP Morgan funds hold Bitcoin. Huh. So his company holds it, but he's saying it's a fraud and a Ponzi scheme. Huh, weird. And also, JP Morgan is an authorized participant for BlackRock's Spot Bitcoin ETF. Huh, that's also weird. So what's happening here is these absolute crooked, corrupt individuals are just playing the media, putting out propaganda and FUD and BS. It's fake news. It's just, all these people are stupid. You can't listen to any of these mainstream or traditional finance people like this who are telling you that Bitcoin is a fraud and a Ponzi scheme. I mean, really? I mean, maybe 10 years ago, you could have argued that, and maybe you have an argument, but this guy's, his company is holding Bitcoin. Hello? Hello? Barry?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. So Edward Snowden. Oh, God. This is a little scary. Edward Snowden tweets, cool. So this week, the Senate is voting to let the NSA take over the internet and authorize warrantless surveillance of Americans. And the House is voting to take another $100 billion from you, a tenth of a trillion, to squander on fruitless foreign wars. Very cool. Yeah, this is the fiat world. This is the cartel, the government. This is the cartel that's scamming you out of all the value of your money, of your fiat, okay? And Bitcoin protects against this, because you can't do this with Bitcoin. You can't finance foreign wars with Bitcoin. No government would ever do it. The only reason governments can finance foreign wars is because they just print the money out of thin air. So Bitcoin solves this. This is such a huge point. Here's some news about BRICS. Colombia wants to join BRICS as soon as possible, and Brazil will promote its membership. Yeah, so BRICS is the alliance of countries that are basically getting away from the U.S. dollar hegemony. The U.S. dollar reserve currency status of the globe. The U.S. dollar is going away, and this is how it starts. All the other countries get together and say, you know what? We're not going to play with the U.S. dollar anymore. Forget you. And so now they create their own thing, and there's a lot more countries than just five. Of course, BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, but there's many, many more countries, probably 30 or 40 or 50 other countries that want in. So, yeah, and this is about, oh God, Julian Assange. U.S. government rejects calls to end the Assange case. Rather than drop the charges or seek a plea deal, the U.S. government will keep fighting to put the WikiLeaks founder on trial. And this is unfortunate, because this is blatantly someone who is speaking out against government corruption, and the government wants to prosecute him and basically, put him away for life, right? So this shows you who's corrupt. When you stand up against corruption, and then you're the one who gets prosecuted and your life is destroyed and you get locked up for the rest of your life, that proves, or that validates this idea that the government is a cartel and they're just a corrupt class of people. It proves it, right? Because if they were for truth, they would say, okay, let's find out the truth. They are not for truth. They only protect their own cartel, right? And here's the value of the U.S. dollar over the past 100 or so years. Let me click on it, make it bigger. Yeah, look, in 1900, oh, nice. 1950, pretty good. Oh, it's getting worse. 2000, now it's just like a stick figure drawing. And then nowadays, it's just literal like a third grader drawing. It's just dumb. It's stupid. This is the value of the dollar. It's going down. It's becoming more and more worthless every day. Most people don't realize that yet, which is kind of scary. It's kind of scary. I mean, if you keep your money in the bank, it's losing value every day. I mean, that's not how money should be. Money, you save your money, it should retain its value. No? Is that such a foreign concept? Inflation has become this thing that we all just accept. Oh, inflation, yeah. No. No. Oh, this is a great one. Posted by Hans on Noster. Christopher Rufo writes, and I think this was on Twitter, exclusive. Catherine Marr, who apparently is this woman, and she's involved with Wikipedia. Catherine Marr says that she abandoned a free and open internet as the mission of Wikipedia because these principles recapitulated a white male westernized construct and did not end up living into the intentionality of what openness can be. First of all, what? And then Elon Musk says, that's literally the point of Wikipedia. Yeah, because Wikipedia is just supposed to give you, it's like a chronicle of the past. Like what happened or who was that person or what is the history or what happened then or what did they do or what books did he write or what music did he write? Like Wikipedia is just supposed to be the facts, but now they're literally changing the facts because they don't like it. And this is insane. And this is what George Orwell wrote about in the book 1984. Here's a quote from 1984. Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered. And the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. This is literally what's happening in the world right now in these countries like the US and mostly every country that is just becoming more and more authoritarian. They just want to erase the past. They want to just feed misinformation to you and just confuse you so they can play all their corrupt games and steal all your money while you're sitting here arguing about stupid stuff. Terrible. This is pretty much insane right here, what I'm going to show you, because this is Microsoft. They just introduced Vasa 1, an AI model that can create hyper-realistic talking face videos in real time from a single photo and a speech audio clip. It features precise lip syncing, lifelike facial expressions, and natural head movements. Yeah, we can watch a little bit of this.
I'm a paparazzi. I don't play no Yahtzee. I go pop, 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 pop.
So, you know, sometimes nothing happens and sometimes everything happens all at once and you just got to deal with it. Have you ever?
So just to be clear, this is, you see on the bottom left, this picture, this is a still image. You provide that still image to the AI and you also provide the AI with an actual audio recording. So it's an actual audio recording of a real person speaking. And then with the photo, those two things combined, the AI can take that and make the video that you're looking at.
Ever had, maybe you're in that place right now where you want to turn your life around and you know somewhere deep in your...
Now, I'll tell you right now, because I'm an audio guy, I know why this looks so amazing. First of all, this is amazing. I mean, if you could just take a picture of a person and make a video of them talking, that's amazing. But here's why it seems so realistic and lifelike. It's because of the audio. And most people don't think about audio, but audio is actually more important than the visual aspect of this. The visual aspect is fine, but when the audio is weird, humans can tell when the audio is weird. So in this case, if the audio is real audio, it tells your brain, yeah, this is a real person. And then the video they're creating with AI, it looks good enough and it just fools your brain. So, but this is amazing. And this is, AI and deepfakes. It's crazy the technology in the world right now, right? And here's Uncle Rockstar developer, who I just met again at BitBlock Boom. He says, what's up, Warsaw? It's your Uncle Rockstar here for the Bitcoin Film Fest. Yeah, Bitcoin Film Fest is happening April 19th to the 21st in Warsaw. And he's excited to represent BTC Pay Server and he's with Webworthy and can't wait for My Trust in You is Broken premiere tomorrow. Yeah, My Trust in You is Broken. This is a documentary. It's debuting tomorrow. So awesome. So Bitcoin Film Fest in Warsaw looks awesome. Wish I was there. All right. And I just wanted to remind you of some wisdom, because we need wisdom in our lives. Wisdom is something that is sadly lacking in our world today. And here's Marcus Aurelius stating, and by the way, he was a Roman emperor from, was it 2 or 300 AD? Something like that. Do not indulge in dreams of having what you have not, but reckon up the chief of the blessings you do possess, and then thankfully remember how you would crave for them if they were not yours. Right? So be grateful for what you have. Because if you didn't have it, you would crave it, right? You would want it. So you already have it. So be grateful. And the next quote, this is awesome, from Seneca, says, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more that is poor." So it doesn't matter how much you have. You can have very little and be grateful and be happy. You can also have a lot and be grateful and be happy. But if someone craves more, if you're always wanting more and you're never satisfied, that's kind of like being poor, right? In a real sense. So, and this is, we have to play this. This is classic.
"Hey, okay, okay. I need the price to go up. I can't take this anymore. Every day I'm checking the price and it's dipping. Every day I check the price, bad price. I can't take this anymore, man. I have overinvested by a lot. It is what it is, but I need the price to go up. Can devs do something? Hey, okay, okay."
can devs do something? Oh, that's such a good quote. This is our website, fractalbitcoin.com. Click on this link on the top here. Join our locals community. Come over here to our locals, hang out. And don't forget, every Friday at 4 p.m., we do the Bitcoin panel. Tomorrow's going to be a big one because it's the halving edition. I forget the title I'm going to give it, but yeah, we're going to talk about the halving. It's going to be about 5 hours before the actual halving, but it'll be close. It'll be fun. So yeah, that's it for today's video. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel, and I'll see you tomorrow for another news video and the Bitcoin panel live stream. All right. See you.